This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll in Tuesday's massive explosion in a Beirut warehouse is at least 135, with more than 5. As search and rescue efforts continue in the Lebanese capital, UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq says the United Nations is stepping up emergency assistance and sending search and rescue specialists to help.
The Secretary General expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the victims, as well as to the people and government of Lebanon following the horrific explosions in Beirut. He wishes a speedy recovery to the injured, including several United Nations personnel working in Lebanon. The United Nations remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is walking back his earlier comments that the explosion in Beirut was an attack.
Whatever happened, it's terrible, but they don't really know what it is. At this moment, they're looking. It could, I mean, how can you say accident? Somebody was, left some terrible explosive-type devices and things around. Perhaps it was that. Perhaps it was an attack. I don't think anybody can say right now. We're looking into it very strongly.
The enormous explosion, which flattened a portion of the city, has left up to 300,000 people homeless. In the United States, there are now more than 4.8 million coronavirus cases, with over 158,000 deaths. Among the hardest hit areas are the Sunbelt states. But Arizona's governor received special praise for his handling of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Did Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. The latest tally in Arizona shows 87 new deaths reported Wednesday and nearly 1,700 new infections. But the state seems to be turning a corner, with the seven-day averages going lower. President Trump hosted Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican quick to reopen his state, calling Ducey a model for the rest of the country.
He was hit very hard, and he hit back even harder.
Florida surpassed 500,000 infections Wednesday with 225 new deaths. California's had more than 527,000 infections and a nationwide tally of 4.8 million with more 57,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Facebook and Twitter have taken action against President Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to misinformation. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Soon after, the account was reactivated, suggesting the video had been taken down. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the country might not have to go back into a lockdown to fight the coronavirus.
We can do much better, and we can do much better without locking down. And I think the strange binary approach that either you lock down or you let it all fly. There's some place in the middle.
Speaking at an event sponsored by Harvard University, Fauci says if people don't take the virus seriously, the country will continue to have outbreak pockets of infections and deaths. At the last minute, President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are searching for places to safely accept their party's presidential nominations as the spread of the coronavirus adds fresh uncertainty to the campaign for the White House. President Trump is considering holding his event at the White House. People in the Japanese city of Hiroshima offered prayers and laid flowers Thursday to mark the 75th anniversary of the world's first atomic bomb attack. The device Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, flattening the city and killing 140,000 people. 3 days later, the United States dropped another atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki. Figures for the number of deaths there range from 60,000 to 80,000, though exact numbers are not known. The two bombings led to Japan's surrender and the end of World War II. For more information, please visit voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.